Hey, girl.
Empire.
Oh, my.
You know, we got to kick it off with Empire.
Yes, we do. We do.
The third Wednesday's episode, it was just too X-rated for me.
It was very X-rated. I mean,
everybody was hooking up, getting together.
Cookie stayed 3 days in bed with dude.
I know, and then they tell about all the stuff they did, and then Lucius with the lesbian and the other girl.
I don't care how cute somebody is after 3 days in bed.
No, I don't want to see you for a while.
I don't want to see you.
And then we had Andre and Rhonda wasn't too bad, but there just seemed to be
Was actually kind of sweet.
Yeah, that one was sweet.
But there was
the delicious thing. Also, he became
threesome.
He became a freak. I can't understand if they want the one girl to be a lesbian or bi. I'm confused.
I think she was, well, I don't know what to think.
Okay.
I think
Lee
they're
Daniels
just going
need
for
to cut out some of that sex.
They're going for too many oh my god moments, and last night's was oh my god six.
To me, I think it was one of those above 16 shows because it used to be it was more family, like the grandma could watch it. But he needs to remember that
he's on network TV during the family hour. This is not HBO.
Does it make my child leave the room so much?
This is not Showtime in the 80s.
Yeah, I was very disappointed with that. That reminded me of the time.
That, do you remember that?
I do.
See,
that reminded me of the time that Beyonce showed up at that Super Bowl with everything just showing at a family show. I was upset about that. Now, Empire, I love you, but watch the sex, because we got babies.
We got babies.
I had to send my child out through so much. She's 11 years old.
And remember last season, one of the things that attracted people to Empire was the fact that you could watch it across generations.
It was
a show that finally everyone in the family could watch.
Right. I just don't remember that much. Cursing, sex. I don't remember all that in the first season. But now my husband said, you know, we're not going to be able to watch this until she goes to bed.
At least Hakeem did not throw a tantrum this episode, because I am so tired of that baby and his tantrums.
God. And thank God they got a decent girl on there with him, because we would have to watch them have sex too.
I know. At least all she did was kiss him and she was caught up in the moment. I guarantee you, I bet you money that she apologized for it next time. He going to say, okay.
You're right.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to push up on you no more. You forgive me, Mama.
Not really.
I mean, he is the most staid character they've got. It's almost like they're not writing for him anymore.
I know, right? He's not the primary
like
anymore.
His storyline is just nothing.
I know.
Mirage.
I mean, Jamal and Andre to me are getting better.
Except I'm kind of getting tired of Jamal bleeding at me, singing. I love him, but I'm just really tired.
They open it up with him singing.
They open it up.
They
end it with him singing. He's singing between.
He's a great singer, but
he's singing with other people.
They need to be really careful.
Well, they had Lucius rapping again. You know, I was toe up from the floor.
I kind of got tired of it. What was that? What was that?
Boom, 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 boom.
Bang, 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 or something.
And
I'm like,
and then he brought
I'm tired of this song.
And then he brought the gun into the thing.
I mean, he just doing the little cylinder. And just it just was.
I'm like.
I kind of got. They need to stop trying to make him be a rapper.
Let him be
a
Lucius.
Vindictive man like he usually is.
Bring the conk back.
But I can tell you.
Hashtag bring the conk back. He needs his perm back. Grow his hair out, put a perm in.
I think I don't even like the kid they have playing him. Doesn't seem like that could be him. That kid is very light.
Tarnell.
And I know you can darken up with age, but
Tarnell.
It just don't seem.
Tarnell.
What?
No.
No.
No. You over there doing the paper bag test. No. It is 2015.
It does seem realistic to me.
See, you can't. Don't do that. It also wasn't realistic that Cliff Huxtable and his wife Claire had those children.
Why'd you
who
would
have colored this piece of paper?
Why'd you have to bring up?
Because we got to talk about Scandal, and I finally watched that episode.
Okay, so what'd you think?
I'm gonna tell you.
I'm glad.
Kerry Washington,
yes.
Actually, the Paley Center is talking to the entire cast of Scandal. And they actually asked them about how does it feel to do ripped from the headline shows, because that's what they're doing. I told you. They're doing that Law and Order, SVU, ripped from the headline shows.
So what was the response?
She said that it makes them reflective. Their table reads are very quiet, and it's very cathartic, even their Twitter sessions. And I'm like, girl.
It's lazy.
She's saying that because they pay her to say that.
And they just it's just lazy writing.
They pay her to say it.
When they did that redo of the Bill Cosby and all the drama with him doping up people, whatever, I just said, this is tacky. We go from Princess Diana to now we're on Bill Cosby.
The problem with the Bill Cosby thing is that hasn't been resolved. It won't be resolved for a long time. You just tried to resolve it. No.
They're trying to get ahead of the story.
No.
But okay,
Jimmy Kimmel is the one that's interviewing them too. So I might have to watch it.
I am going to watch it.
The Paley Center for Media. It's a new series they have, like the second season of it. It's on Sundance TV. Okay. It's called Behind the Story with the Paley Center. And they've got, it's Sunday at 10 a.m. and they've got the whole cast of Scandal. And they actually sent the quote from her going, it was cathartic, girl, please.
It was laziness. They need to stop it right now. You're going to lose a viewer. Well, let's take a little gamble here. Let's do a little bet.
Okay. Another bet.
No, let's see.
Tommy, you keeping up with the bet?
Yeah, I got
it. What is going to be the next issue that they try to recreate on Scandal? I'm betting it's the University of Missouri deal.
Oh, you know it is. Two episodes down. Now, that's not a good bet because we both believe that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, but okay. What area of the country, what school are they going to go to? They're going to make up a school in the Northeast.
Yeah, it's got to be in the
Northeast. You know what they're going to do? No. The school, what they're going to do is they're going to do a private a private boarding school, high school. They're going to do that case. Remember that case?
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're going to do. We got you, Scandal. We got your number.
They're thinking of that situation. I'm pretty much done with Scandal. I don't think I had anything in my notes. I'm getting tired
of her and the president. I'm going to keep watching it because now she thinks she's president. She telling him what to do, and the president of the United States sitting down taking notes.
I said, you got to be kidding me. My husband said, turn that off right now.
Your husband is very decisive.
He always says, turn stuff off. Girl, I would never watch TV if I listened to my husband. But turn it off. It's dumb. Turn it off. It's sex.
He like Teddy Pendergrass. Turn it off.
Turn off the tube. And light a candle. Okay. I'm singing Teddy. Okay.
Back.
Okay. The University of Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri.
I am still curious with the journalism, the communications, whatever she was teaching.
The professor.
What was she thinking?
She wasn't.
I'm still.
She was singing student and not journalist.
Now I can see the students just not knowing First Amendment. And so I get that.
Yeah.
They're kids. But the adults, that's inexcusable. And apparently she has resigned her post.
I think that she was not thinking. But, because you have to remember, on university campuses, a lot of times the president or anyone can walk into the newspaper and say, you need to get rid of the story or you need to do that.
That's
because
right.
The newspapers get money allocated to them from the Student Government Association and or the university itself. So they kind of have to do what they say.
That's
now,
true.
Florida State has an independent newspaper, the Flambeau.
I like that.
And I think more campus newspapers are probably going to have to try to go that way in order so that things like this don't happen.
But you know what was inexcusable? She put that Tim Tai, T-A-I, Tim Tai, is the photographer. She put him, his life at risk. Because then she says, I need some muscle over here.
Yeah.
Really?
And he was a student.
And
this kid, like he said,
I'm a student. This kid, let me see if I can get to his Twitter page, but this kid had 4,000 followers. I think it was Tuesday morning.
And now he's got what?
And now, I checked this morning, it was 9,000.
Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
I heard somebody saying that, okay, they're trying to stop the media. Don't they realize without the media that they wouldn't have gotten this attention? That's true. While that's true, I think it's a legitimate reaction from people who are trying to effect change through protesting, because what happens is they've been burned so many times by mainstream media that they feel like as if, well, we have Twitter, we have Facebook,
we
have
Instagram,
we have Snapchat.
We don't need y'all.
We can do our own, so we can tell our own story because you're not doing it the way we want to see you do it.
That's true, but
what
gets them noticed right away, they wouldn't have been able to do nothing on their little Twitter handles
without
the main media getting involved in making it a story. Tim Tye had less than, I don't even know how much it started, but now he's got 9,809 followers.
That also bothers me, too, in that this incident is overshadowing the larger thing.
I know, that's the base problem. So, the problem they want the show shine a light on.
Right. So now we're trotting this out, and I'm sorry, you still got people going to school there getting called out their name by people who, by their roommate or by whoever, or faculty who said they were being called the N-word to their faces.
Well, you know, now, apparently, like you said, that professor's resigned. Yeah. She did apologize. She even called Tim Tye up, the photographer, and apologized to him. And the students have now put out little leaflets or whatever saying this is a media welcome. We welcome the media. We thank you and blah, blah, blah. And we've learned a lesson. So.
Another bit. What? I bet that president who resigned shows up as a consultant somewhere.
Not on Fox News.
Not on Fox News. I bet at another university. Perhaps one in somewhere like, no shade, Lynchburg, West Virginia.
That's wrong of you. I'm sorry, West Virginians. I know a West Virginian or two.
I do, too.
I apologize.
One of my best friends got married in Lynchburg, but the name of it is Lynchburg.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying. Was that Colonel Lynchburg? I don't think.
I'm going to have to apologize to some good people at Lynchburg.
That what happened in the Berg. They got the name Lynchburg.
I find myself apologizing, and I'm going to apologize to the good people at Lynchburg.
I told you to get out of my shoes. Come on now. But for real, he's going to end up as because think about it.
I can see him doing Fox News.
Every coach who breaks the rules ends up with a job somewhere else in academia as the person who is in charge of rules compliance. It's like a shell game.
Put him over here. I'll take him over here.
Right. You just take him over here. I'm just saying. It's
well,
crazy.
Okay, what else we got? Because somebody already gave us the 10-minute signal. But we do
We have fans, Tommy.
We have fans.
One in particular who said for all the world to read on Twitter that he laughs his behind off. They laugh their behind off watching us every episode. But one problem. It could
Tell
be longer.
Tell what that one problem is.
The problem is it could be longer.
This is from a at Shy Unfiltered.
Yes.
Says, I watch at Still From The Hip. That is our handle, so please follow us.
Yes.
At Still From The Hip every week and laugh my behind off.
Yeah.
Needs to be just a little bit longer.
And I think that The bar needs to go, and that needs to come. We need to just keep it there.
All right.
Just keep it there. Well, I'm just saying.
We will consider your request, Shy Unfiltered.
Right. Okay.
And
now, what you think Ben Carson thinks about the whole Missouri mess? Because, see, because Ben knows all. Ben got a picture with Jesus.
Well, wait a minute. We might not have enough time to talk about Ben.
But he got a picture with Jesus in his house. Come on now.
Oh, man.
Number one, that means he's old.
So you're saying he doesn't have staying power.
He went to kindergarten with Jesus. Ben got a painting with Jesus' hand on his shoulder.
He's different. Ben is different.
Ben has a painting of himself with the founding fathers. Ben is a vampire.
Oh, Ben, I'm sorry, Carson. No. To the Carson camp. We apologize seriously.
No.
On that note, we better leave her. I have to apologize again for something she says.
Wait a minute. One more thing. Okay. Oh, God. No. Sean.
I think our new follower is getting his wish, but go ahead.
Girl. Here's to you. Trump, girl. Did you see the woman sitting behind Trump reading the book?
No.
And then somebody had it on. Yes. Here's my favorite part, though. Black woman with a hat on at a Trump rally reading a book of poetry. Because that's what the book was. Reading a book of poetry about race relations.
Are you serious?
And somebody had the nerve to reach over the man she was sitting with and tell her.
To put the book away.
Yes. Oh, honey, she flipped that head so hard.
Oh, my God, I'm going to have to Google this. I want to see this.
Oh, yes, you need to see this. There are gifts all over. She picked up her book. She sat there for a minute. Does this mean bigger thing. Does this mean that Trump is paying people to come, paying black folks to come?
Okay, we gonna end that on this note.
I'm just saying.
Mr. Trump, I apologize.
They must have paid her in advance. Because see, they gonna learn today.
I'm trying to say Trump is paying minorities to sit in the audience.
They gonna learn today. Pay them when they leave. Don't pay them before. Pay them after.
Okay, I gotta see like this.
Marvin Gaye used to jack people for extra money before he went on stage. He'd be like, "I ain't going on stage. You gotta give me $41,000."
Oh, Mr. Trump, Don didn't mean any harm. On that note, we better wrap it up because I just had three apologies.
I did not mean any harm. I'm just saying that, like Susan Hawk, I rest my case.
On that note, we thank y'all for watching From the Hip, and we will see you next week.
And we hope we come back.